The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Well, the draft happened.
It was very uneventful.
Yeah. I mean, we got our result completely backwards. But, like, the people went to the right. The idea was there.
Right.
The execution just wasn't. Like, we were like, oh, yeah, SmackDown's going to be the workhorse show. Well, it's Raw. So, everybody we had. Yeah. So. Isn't it fun?
Not really.
Not really.
I'm kind of bored.
Well, last night was. Some seeds were planted on Raw. Just some. Like, The Way is getting back together, and Ciampa is imminent, according to Johnny. Rhea and Dom Dom were adorable, as usual, and he won something. Natalya is Rhea's next competitor, which, like... First off, she's gonna die. Like... Secondly, part of me wondered if, like, when she walked out, Dominic was like, wow, she had more work done. And they just, like, were like, we're not going to hit an old plastic lady. So they just left.
Oh, Lord.
Finn was in the main event looking incredible. And Seth Rollins is now the Raw competitor for the new World Heavyweight Championship.
Not Cody.
No, we kind of figured it wouldn't be. And he's all like, I wanted to have my shot, but Brock... I'm like, shut up, Cody. Just shut up. Nobody wanted you. Maybe Whitney. But Whitney was the only one who wanted you to have that belt.
Right.
Everybody else was like, maybe not. Let's have somebody else have a shot. Because, Cody, you've kind of failed. You fumbled the ball. But Cody did beat the shit out of Brock.
He did.
I was impressed. I was like, wow, I didn't think he had it in him. I thought he would have just, like, clawed at him a little bit, but no. Gave him a black eye and some stitches. It was mighty impressive. But, yeah. I will definitely say, though, the choice to have Cody and Brock main event was just not...
No, it should have been the Bad Bunny match.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know what, though? That pay-per-view made me want to be like, next time they go to Puerto Rico, we're going. Because not only that, but I was watching everybody's Instagram stories and everybody's on the beach drinking out of those, like, pineapple cups. And I'm wow. And then I knew, like, a couple people who went, and the one girl went to a waterfall in Puerto Rico. And I'm like, okay, go with me on this one. Maybe we don't go to WrestleMania. We go to Puerto Rico.
Never thought you would pick Backlash over WrestleMania.
Well, at this point, I'm not going to go to Minnesota.
Right.
Let's see, Puerto Rico or Minnesota? I'm going to go to the beach. But now they're saying possibly Nashville will get a WrestleMania, which means I'm going to be drunk for 3 days. Again!
At least.
Guess we're going to Jason Aldean's bar.
Yay.
Even though I hate Jason Aldean, but it's happening. Happening, ladies and gents. It'll be great.
Oh, and Luke Holmes will have his bar by then.
Well, yeah, and hopefully the drag ban is not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Fucking Tennessee. Anyway, yes, we'll just be perpetually drunk that weekend, like we do. We had a good time last time.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Definitely a better scene than San Antonio.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We'll just like have fun. By then, maybe I'll get those cowgirl boots with the spider webs on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll dress up.
You'll
Not
be in
really.
theme.
I'll be themed. No cowboy hat, though. I'm not that bitch. Anyway, yeah. So let's talk about the pay-per-view. That Bad Bunny song, I have no clue what they're saying, but I've been listening to it.
That's catchy.
I've been doing my 200 squats a day to it, and it works.
Oh.
But also, I have not a clue what they're saying at all. Like, I don't know.
You didn't Google it? What's it called?
Let me look, because I can't even pronounce it. I had to look on Twitter what it was called, and then I just copy-pasted it into what you call it? Spotify. Hold on. Here. Okay, I'm going to have to turn my phone down because we're not getting caught. We would definitely get copyright for that.
I'm just going to look up the
here. It's got Ric
translation.
Flair in the music video, by the way. Which, you know, is neither here nor there. Here, I'm sending it to you now. Which, like, whatever. I don't know what he's saying, but it's catchy. And I feel like everybody on TikTok, wrestling TikTok, has at least thought the same thing, that we have not a clue what he's saying, but, you know.
Oh, I found the English lyrics.
Oh, boy.
Reload, shot, bastard, you don't have any bullets.
Oh, wow.
Reload, shot, bastard, you don't have any bullets.
I
always
guess.
Ignore it and roll it again. I always ignore it and roll it again over and over. Verse one, tell me it, bro. Always with the Z and not, and we're not Salsero. Now, Susan Soltero said that there will be a downpour of bullets. Worms like you, I don't tolerate them. Bastard, you're a snitch. You're a reporter. I'm not Don Omar, but I'm a gangster. That's why I only believe in
wow.
God and in my 4-4-0. Yeah, spicy, spicy like a habanero.
Okay, please stop. This is embarrassing. You are embarrassing me.
That's what it says.
As you can tell, we do not rap. We're not rap.
But I'm just, the words though, we're kind of dumb.
They're really dumb, but it's catchy. So like, you know, whatever.
Bucking and smoking kush from the Perla, which is in parentheses, it says a city in San Juan.
You know, can we do that in San Juan? Because like, another reason to go to Puerto Rico. Yay, Puerto Rico. I guess we're going next time.
My goodness. Well.
Come on. We can go watch the show and then sit on the beach for a couple days drinking out of those cups with, like, the pineapple.
Yeah, but Puerto Rico's kind of dangerous.
Not in San Juan. It's touristy.
I've been to San Juan. It's kind of dangerous.
You gotta do the touristy shit. It's like New Orleans. New Orleans is fucking dangerous if you don't do the touristy shit. Just saying. It is. You could probably get... Well, you could get shot anywhere, okay?
That's true.
Like, you could get shot at the shopping mall. So, yeah. Let's just say, who cares? We're gonna die probably with somebody's gun at this point. So, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Does it really matter where? I mean, it's not like we're
they might dump us in the ocean.
Would be a good way to go. What? It would be peaceful. And again, we would do touristy shit.
Mm-hmm.
We
so
wouldn't
you
be
me
like
to get shot with a pineapple in my hand.
It's not like you get shot at the beach. They would traffic you first.
Well, okay. Well, let's start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They traffic you first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk too much, and then they'd shoot you. So, but you know what? That can happen anywhere.
That's true.
They're trafficking people at Walmarts now, so just saying. According to TikTok, which I don't know, but still, that's why you don't talk to anybody at the grocery store. What? They could be sex traffickers.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Anywho. Yeah. Not like Minnesota would be safe. Or Detroit. You want to go to Detroit?
No.
Yeah, we'll go there. I'm sure San Juan might be a little safer than Detroit.
I don't know.
There'd be more to do, at least.
That's true.
There'd be more to do. What am I going to do in Detroit? Just, like, sit there and be like, I'm in fucking Detroit to see a show?
I mean, I guess we could go into the hood and go see where Eminem's from.
No.
We could go to his mom's spaghetti place.
That'd be the only thing we could do in Detroit. Is go to the Eminem spaghetti restaurant place and be like, wow, this is so safe and fun. No. Fuck that. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. So anyway, let's talk about the pay-per-view. So Bad Bunny and Damian Priest killed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think Bad Bunny would go that hard, but he did. So, mazel for him. Damian Priest looked like $1 million, which, you know, that's, I love that. He looked like $1 million. I know, and it sucks because, like, he was the only person in Judgment Day who didn't have a match at WrestleMania. Right. And, like, so this was his WrestleMania, and then, like, he's in the complete middle, which I don't understand why you couldn't have had, like, the fucking six-man tag in the middle. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Because nobody gave a shit about that in the end.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, the Bad Bunny thing should have been the last match.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's so funny to me, because they're like, it's a dual main event! I'm like, oh, okay, and then they're like... Okay, it's on in the middle, and then you're going to watch the six-man tag. Like, and it's not Sammy and Kevin's fault. They fucking tried. It's just, like, the Bloodline storyline is now... It's not good. Like, it's really not good.
I feel like they don't know what to do now.
Well, yeah, because it's like, it really should have just ran the 1 year instead of being like... What do we do? Like, look at Judgment Day. Judgment Day, there's still so much shit they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Imperium, there's so much shit they can do. The Way, that's a new team. They have, obviously, the entire main roster. But then, like, the Bloodline, you already know that the Usos are going to get kicked out. It's only a matter of time. And then... Obviously, Solo isn't going to stay under Roman's thumb that long. So, I don't know. That six-man tag was just boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, you had that match, which, again, the Bad Bunny match was a clusterfuck, but in, like, the craziest clusterfucky way. But then, like, Carlito came back. And, like, Savio Vega came out and chased Finn Balor around. And then they're like, okay, you just saw the biggest clusterfuck ever. Now let's watch this. And it's like...
There's definitely a lull in
it's the... like Matt Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
It's Matt Riddle. Who, by the way, guys, Matt Riddle has a naughty video out as of yesterday.
Really?
Of him jerking all 12 inches.
Really?
Yes, he was jerking all, and he was giving it hell. He was beating it like a...
Someone leaked it?
Yeah. I don't know who, but he was beating it like a redheaded stepchild after church. Man. I was
you
like...
You saw it?
I saw it. I am disgusted, but I went into it knowing what it looked like in a still position, so I'm not as disgusted as everybody else who was just happening among the video. But I was scrolling through Twitter at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, no.
Are you sure it's him? There's
How many men out there have that big of a dick? And yes,
but there are.
Pretty sure it's him. You could see the hair.
Oh, okay. And you can see more than just the dick.
Well, he's like laying with his leg. Yeah, he's in like a seated position.
Oh, okay. It's like a POV kind of thing. Got it.
Kind of, yeah. And he's just going to town. And I'm like, It's 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm seeing this. And it was on Twitter earlier. Like, people were like, oh my God, Matt Riddle's video. And I'm like, wow, I have so many people who don't follow it. And then I like refreshed it at 3 o'clock in the morning and there it was.
Oh God.
And I was like, everybody else was traumatized. And I'm like, wow, you guys, this is the first time you're seeing it? Like
that sound, from TikTok. Yeah. First time?
First
no.
time?
No,
yeah.
not
no,
first.
No, not here. No, it's yeah, he was beaten like a redheaded stepchild after church. So I'm like, if that's what gets you off, I mean, I'm not here to shame you, but you're gonna move the wrist a little, you know, give it a little oomph. Like, no, you're just gonna really, that's what you're gonna do.
It looked like he was hurting it. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I was like, are you hurt, sir? Do you need assistance? And he's just going to town. And I'm like, all right, well, that's enough of Twitter. And it's only 3 o'clock in the morning. All right. Well, I just thought it was funny how all these people were like traumatized by it. And I'm like, y'all really have not seen those photos before, have you? We still talk about it. To this day. It's always going to be what we talk about. But yeah, also, apparently, if you search Matt Riddle on Reddit, you can see the still photos of his, not from the video, but the one that we saw. You can see it. So if you want to traumatize yourself, I haven't seen the video anywhere else. I was going to like send it to you, but I haven't seen it anywhere else. And last night I looked at it and was like, that's enough. I'm going back to bed. This is, I feel like I have been, they need to have like a class action lawsuit. Like, if you've been traumatized by Matt Riddle's dick, we're gonna fucking sue. But yeah, that happened. But anyway, yeah, Matt Riddle, I'm gonna say it now. Controversial yet brave opinion. Matt Riddle ruined the Bloodline storyline. Because ever since he showed up, it's just been, bro. I am now a smarter version of my old self. Like, why does he still have a job? And then he brought his porn star girlfriend to Puerto Rico and she was in the front row.
Oh, Lord.
And they had a photo of her, and I'm like, ew, that's something. That's really something. Like, ew. That looks like a walking venereal disease.
Oh, Lord.
It does. I will send you a picture of her, because she nasty.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like.
She nasty. Hold on. I'm going to find it, and you're going to have a reaction. And it's going to be... It's something, let me tell you. Also, she's supposedly 37. Supposedly. Well, that is the name that... they are not the name, the age that Google gives. She is a porn star, ladies and gentlemen. Not that we're shaming. But it's something. It's, we don't shame here, but this girl, like, she looks like she's a try hard. Like, she just, you know, she really is trying. Except, oh, hold on. Let me see if I can't find one from Backlash, because she had her hair braided at Backlash.
Yeah, she don't look that good to me.
No. You know, maybe her and Natalia use the same plastic surgeon.
Possibly.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Hold on. Let me see if I can't. Oh, God. Where is it? Hold on. Oh, my God. This is killing me. Okay. Well... Oh, apparently the porn sites have now grabbed the Matt Riddle video, so you may see it on the internet somewhere. According to this tag, they're sending you to a link, and I am not clicking on it, to be honest. So, There you go. I'm not clicking on it. So anyway, enough about Matt Riddle's sex tape and how he ruined the Bloodline storyline. And it's
maybe
all his
he released
fault.
It himself. You never know.
You never know. He could have been like, okay, I need somebody to leak this for me.
Maybe his girlfriend did it.
Probably. You know, he's angling for that porn career, so you never know. But anyway, let's talk about Io and Bianca. The crowd is surprisingly very pro Io, which, you know, didn't see that coming, but, you know, good, because I'm getting sick of Bianca's reign anyway. But don't say that on Twitter, guys, because guess what you'll be called?
Well, she's the female John Cena, so.
Yes. But, like, I feel like John Cena didn't have stan culture.
Yeah,
so,
that's
like,
true.
Yeah. Because everyone's like, if you think Bianca should lose your title, well, you need to reevaluate yourself, and you probably have, you know, thoughts. Like, oh! Like, well, no, I just think it's a bit much. You know?
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And then they're like, Rhea should have lost her belt to Zelina. I'm like,
no.
She's had it a month! But Bianca's had it over a year, and they're like, she should never lose it. Meh.
Oh, boy.
Guys, it's truly something. But yeah, you can tell Bianca was a little taken back by the fact that the crowd was booing her. And they were very overzealous about it. But yes, I, for one, was so happy for Io. She looked amazing. And of course, Bailey cost her the chance. She almost had her. Thanks, Bailey. I like Bailey, and I'm like, girl.
Bailey in that outfit, though.
I mean, cakes, but ooh.
It was a terrible outfit.
But hey, you could tell she's got cakes.
Mm-hmm.
The men folk were very happy about it. They were like, oh my god, she's so thick. I'm like, okay then. Let's all right, men folk of the world. Then we had Rhea and Zelina, which we all knew Zelina was gonna lose. Like, except if you're
I didn't think it would be so fast though. It was fast.
But like it like I'm just saying, like
I'm just saying I thought it would have been a little bit longer. Like, they were trying to, like, give her her moment or whatever. Like,
oh, well, at least she didn't flop like Dana Brooke did last night. Yeah. And, girl, it was almost as cringy as when John Cena lost in front of the Make-A-Wish kids. Because Zelina was like, I am dedicating this match to my father who died in 9/11. And I'm like, girl, no, don't do it. I'm like, okay.
Bless her heart.
That's a bold move, but all right. That's bold. I mean, I'm glad your father gets to watch you, but is this the match you really want to do that on? You could have done any other match. It's like, it's John Cena with the Make-A-Wish kids all over again.
Oh, Lord.
I know. And her mom was there, and I'm like, oh. Yeah. And also, the fact that she brought out the chonchla, aka flip flop, for like multiple times. And I'm like, hey, first of all, I know what that is because my brother's wife threatens the dogs with it, which, you know, I've picked up as well. But you couldn't have got a nicer one. Like,
okay. Maybe a Michael Kors flip flop or something.
Yeah, and like, just not like a Walmart Old Navy $1 sale fucking flip flop. You couldn't have got like the $10 flip flop. Like, you know what I was telling people? I threatened my dogs with a nicer flip flop than that was. So, you know. And look, they're, well, for now, so well behaved. Because we had a talk. But anyway, Rhea looked amazing. She had Dom Dom on her butt, which is adorable. It's adorable. Like, he had mommy on his butt at WrestleMania. She had Dom Dom on hers. And it was like, it's precious. And yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. It was quick, but like, Rhea wasn't going to go long anyway on this one. And also, I think the same thing's going to happen with Natty. Maybe even quicker.
I hope so.
Because, like, yikes. What is, okay, so we're going to have to sit through Natty's insufferable fucking promos.
Well, not necessarily. Either your bathroom break or your food
break.
Well,
but Rhea's coming out then. So, like, until Bray Wyatt comes back, I have to put all of my energy into somebody. And it is now Judgment Day. Oh, also, this is day 70-something of Bray Wyatt still not on TV. I forgot to say that at the beginning of this podcast. We are going on 2.5 months. Send help. Send help. But yes. But yeah, also, let's talk about Dana Brooke. This is not about the pay-per-view, but Dana Brooke got slighted by a 5-year-old on national television. I watched it about 10 times and laughed every single time because, like,
such a mean girl.
You thought, like, you really thought this kid would be like, yeah.
Probably had no clue who she was, so.
Well, yeah, the kid looked at his dad like, who the fuck is this lady? Like, girl. You're not, but the best part is all of these, like, give Dana a chance people are all on Twitter and they're like, this is her chance. She's going to have an amazing match with Rhea Ripley and she's going to earn her spot. And I'm like, oh, this is it. Cause like, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to sound bitchy, but hey, I'm an equal opportunity hater. Dana Brooke is not talented. She's not. Nor can she cut a promo. So she's like on the same vein as that Aaliyah chick of, why are you here? You could be doing anything else and probably making more money.
Like bodybuilding or whatever.
Bodybuilding, modeling. That Aaliyah chick, it turns out she's like a championship equestrian. I'm like, why are you here? Go ride a horse. Why? Go be in the Olympics. I'm giving you, you know what this is? I'm giving you a push to go do more. Like, be a fucking gold medalist on a horse. Dana, I don't know what you're going to do, but we're going to find you something. Maybe motherhood is your opportunity. You could stay home with your baby, you know?
That's true.
Or, like, start an OnlyFans. I don't know. But, like, what you're doing now is not working. But, yeah, I think what she did, this is honestly what I think she did. And it's smart in a way. Like, don't get me wrong. Smart. She used the fact that they confiscated the give Dana a chance sign to, like, get all the people who are anti-Vince, anti-Hunter, anti-WWE on her side. That's what she did. And she was saying it's all, you know, she was acting like, oh yeah, it's just all against me. Everything's against me. And I'm like, okay. All right. So they gave her a chance, guys, and this was a big chance. She was against Rhea Ripley. And the kid fucking no-sold a high five. So she like did a fist bump, and his fist was, like, on the guardrail. Like, he wasn't even holding it up. He was just like, don't touch me. And then she gets in the ring, and, like, this bitch can barely run the ropes. Like, what have you been doing in your spare time? Because you haven't been training. Like, I'm sure you're a nice enough person, but, like, wouldn't you think that maybe in all that spare time you had, you'd probably get in the ring? And, like, I don't know, run the ropes. Because, like,
you think
she didn't. And then the match ended. She did, like, She tried. She really tried. And Rhea was like trying to make her look good. And then at the end, they had to end it. And the best part of this clusterfuck is she taps. And then Rhea just looks down and is like, oh, are you tapping? Well, I'm gonna put it in tighter. You tap a little more. So she taps again. And then she's like, oh, guess the match is over. Why are you here, Dana? Why? Like, you literally just made your entire movement look like a joke. So, like, I hate to be that person, but, like, that's what we're trying to give a chance to. Like, this is the big leagues, baby! Like, go, I don't know, go be a model or something. I don't know. Just not
weightlifter. I'm telling you, bodybuilder.
Yeah, go do something. That's what Charlotte's doing. Charlotte knows her time is coming to an end. So she's like, you know what? I'm going to be a bodybuilder. And also, I feel like her and Andrade might have a baby soon, eventually. Which, that kid would be adorable.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. Dana, you took your chance and look what happened. You fucked around and you found out. So, yes, and then the best, mind you, she's already had two embarrassing moments. The third is Natalia comes out to save her, and when she comes out, she is walking the slowest walk. It's like the grandmas at the Walmart after church walk, where they're just shuffling. They're not in a hurry. Natalia, I'm sitting there, like, this bitch is still walking. There's zero urgency to trying to save Dana. Zero. Like, you would have thought that Natalia had the look of, like, I wouldn't piss on this bitch if she was on fire. So, yeah, that's boding well so far for Rhea's competition. Yeah. It's interesting. It's very interesting. They're just like, oh, here. Here you go. But yeah, so I think now that the draft has started, it's going to really make people like the Aaliyahs and the Dana Brooks of the world look even worse, because you've got like Indy and all the NXT girls on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to have to work even harder. So get in the ring, ladies. Like, it's kind of sad in a way, though, because, you know, it's almost like they're in the wrong era. If they were in the Divas era, they'd probably do really good.
Right.
But, like, that's not the case anymore. So, gotta work up now. But yeah, so I'm just excited. Speaking of NXT call-ups and indie, that Ciampa is returning. And it seems like he will be with Johnny. As it should be. Until they...
Maybe they'll go for those tag titles.
Hey, DIY versus Sammy and Kevin. Not mad at it. last night we had Sammy and Kevin versus Imperium, and I didn't know I needed that in my life, and apparently I do. Because Kevin's an absolute joy, and now him and Sammy have reached the part of their friendship where they fight like a married couple that's been married for about 40 years. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
They're very cute.
They are. Kevin, if you watch the online exclusives, Kevin went to get a chair, and Sammy's like, why are you getting a chair? He's like, because I want to sit down. He's like, well, what if I wanted a chair? I'm like, look at them. Just
like,
beautiful.
Relatable.
They're relatable. They're lovely. They're lovely people. The fact that Kevin brought up the fact that everybody now has henchmen, and why can't anybody do it on their own anymore? That was relatable. Because literally everybody has henchmen now. Even Rhea Ripley has Dominic. So, I mean, look at that. Henchmen everywhere. So, you know, it's kind of good. I didn't know I need that, but I'm happy I have it now. So SmackDown, Roman is supposed to be there. Supposed to be. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
You don't think he will?
I don't know. I think he's going to show up for like 5 minutes and be like, wow. Usos, why are you like this? Your tribal chief is not happy. Yeah. He'll just wag the finger at them. I hope this is where we finally get some kind of motion in this. Where, like, the Usos get some form of punishment. Because as of now, there's been no punishment. Other than just Roman looking very disapproving. So, who knows on that one. But also, we're getting the next matches in the tournament for the World Heavyweight Championship. And the first match could be a banger. And the second match, I don't give a fuck about. So the first match, we have Edge versus Rey Mysterio versus AJ Styles. Could be a banger.
I think it will be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've never seen this combination in a triple threat. Like, this could be good. And then you have the other one where it's Sheamus, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory.
Ugh.
I don't care. Why couldn't we have had LA Knight?
I'm surprised he's not in there.
Well, everybody says he's going to win Money in the Bank. So they didn't want to do it now because obviously it's going to win Money in the Bank. So we'll see about that. But I honestly think the finals is going to be AJ and Seth. Which not mad at.
Mm-mm.
Really not mad at. Not mad at all. Yeah, and of course we're going to see how everybody coming up is going to be used. I think Raw, they kind of, like, I think everybody expected way too much this week because they really are, like, instead of before when Vince would just call people up and you not have anything, I think Hunter's trying to, like, plant the seeds of who these people are, at least, which, you know, yeah. It's going to take a minute. Which is good. I'm glad we're putting time into it instead of being like, hi, this is Karrion Kross in his Viking helmet. You know? Just a thought. Just an observation. Just an idea. Anyway, so it'll be interesting to see SmackDown, though. I'm pretty interested to see what happens there. But one last thing to talk about is the women's tag titles. I'm kind of loving this Sonya and Chelsea Green thing.
It's working.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I like
they need some more.
Their outfits teams. Yesterday were really cute.
Yeah. But teams, that was Liv's red outfit.
It was. Yeah. Chelsea's,
but I mean,
like, I'm glad.
I'm glad that they're building like actual teams. They had just been throwing people together.
Well, yeah, and it's like we're obviously they planted the seeds for Indy and Candace,
mm-hmm.
which everybody's been wanting. They're planting the seeds, obviously, you know, to have Sonya and Chelsea get their shot against whoever wins the match on Friday, which is Bayley. I think Damage Control might be breaking up Friday, which Io and Bayley would be a good match. I'm just saying. But I do think Liv and Raquel will retain. And part of me wants them to break up, but then another part of me is like, they're like one of the only teams they have.
I hate Raquel.
Me too. That outfit yesterday did her no favors.
Well, they did call up two more tag teams from NXT. So.
They did. And part of me is wondering if they're angling like a combined tag belt. Where they will combine the two to go across all three brands, because I think that might be the best way to do this, just because having two sets of tag titles and not that many teams is just not,
yeah,
it's not really working. I would love to see Alba Fire and Isla Dawn be the first like undisputed women's tag champions. I think that would be a good team to beat. Plus, you know, again, everybody's like, but Liv and Raquel are the only team there. I would love to see maybe they put a spell on Liv and she turns dark and finally turns heel, which we need. Or shit, maybe they both turn heel. Because Liv and Raquel, Liv's the only bit of personality in that group right now. Raquel just kind of stands there and shows off those non-existent back muscles and doesn't do very much else.
Right.
So, I think maybe, because like heel Raquel was in NXT was actually really good. It's just face Raquel, there's nothing there.
She's not likable.
And maybe we need to use that to our advantage. So who knows? Maybe we get a heel turn from them. Maybe I would just like to see Isla Dawn and Alba Fire take the belts and go on a tear and make the belts mean something across all three brands. Because if you count all three brands, you got plenty of teams. So, who knows? Maybe that's the next step here, just to make the belt seem relevant again.
Right.
But yeah, that's kind of where we're at, guys. I think we'll see where this goes. But again, I think people need to kind of lower their expectations because it wasn't like their Hunter was going to bring them in like day one and be like, they're the same as they were in NXT, which they are, but like, not everybody watches NXT.
Right.
I mean, more people watch NXT than AEW Rampage, but, you know, that's not saying much. And now my final thought. Guys, I bootlegged the deletion match because I didn't want to give Tony Khan a single dime. So I found it on YouTube. Uploaded by somebody else.
I didn't know there was one.
It wasn't good.
Oh.
Matt and Jeff looked old. Like really old.
Oh.
Like I was watching it like, did they age like 20 years in like 3 years?
Jeff probably did.
They looked old. And then like the parts that were like the old deletion matches, which were like the thing that holds my heart, were good, but then everything else was awful. And then like halfway through, I'm sitting there looking at Hook going, so wait, you're telling me you have this kid here who's like 21 or something and you can't make him a star, Tony Khan? Like, he's literally in the final deletion match.
To make stars, don't you have to have people watching? Like, a substantial
amount. Like, I'm over here just watching. Like, you know, you'd think that, but you have to remember, even Impact and GCW can make stars, and they have less people watching than AEW does.
Hmm.
So, like, I'm genuinely confused here. Like, and then, like, Big Cass was in it, which, like, he's never gonna not be Big Cass to me.
Right.
And then the end was, like, really abrupt. Like, there was no storytelling at the end. They were like, oh, they're deleted. And then they, like, Jeff Hardy mowed this, like, symbol in the lawn and then lit it on fire and then he's praying to God that he made it and then it ended and I was like,
what?
He did.
Yeah,
it was very interesting. The best part was the kids though. The kids were great. Rebby, great. Senior Benjamin, wonderful. The kids. Stokely Hathaway came out of there looking like a bigger star than anybody else.
Huh.
Only because the kids almost ran him over. And then Maxwell did a freaking swanton bomb off like the rope. I'm like, what kid can do that? Just Maxwell.
Was
That
this on a
part was great.
pay-per-view or?
No, it was on Dynamite,
Oh, okay.
apparently. But everybody was talking about it. They're like, oh my God, it was so good. We need to rewatch it. And then I watched this and I was like, that is 20 minutes of my life that I will never get back. But
Boy.
like the best part is like Stokely Hathaway and the kids, because like Gothic Baby's there and like the kids start beating him up and I'm like, oh, that's funny. That's funny. But then I just am like, everything else is either sad or just like
You're just
confusing.
depressed, yeah.
Confusing. And especially when you're looking at Hook and you're just like, how have they not tried to do anything with you? Like, there's girls all over Tumblr who think you're the hottest thing since sliced bread, and how have they not tried to capitalize on that?
I don't think he cares about things like that.
Tony doesn't. I'm sure Hook
Yeah.
does
No,
appreciate.
I mean
I was gonna
Tony.
say, yes, I'm sure Hook does appreciate you ladies out
Oh, I'm
there
sure he
who.
does. I meant Tony.
Yes. Yeah, no, Tony, like not only that, you could get the teenage girl demographic on that one. How am I smarter at this than him? Oh, wait, I'm smarter at
Well, you're
most
not on
things.
drugs, so.
I don't do heaps of cocaine, allegedly.
Yes, that's helpful.
Yeah, because that makes sense. I'm like, wow, you could totally market him to the teenage girl audience. No, we'll just keep booking Chris Jericho. It's fine. It's fine. We'll just book Chris Jericho. Why not?
That's who everybody wants to see.
The teenage girls love Chris Jericho, apparently. He's only 50 and looks like a bloated Vince Neil, but you know what? We're gonna keep booking him. We're gonna book him until forever. That's our guy. It's like that TikTok sound where like, is that your man? Yeah.
Look at
Look at him. Yeah. Are you still gonna pick him? Yeah. Like that's it right there. Just you really, that's where you're going. Like even Jon Moxley, the guy is trying. The poor man is trying. I'll give him this. I obviously don't watch it, but based off the gifs on Tumblr, the Black Bull Combat Club thing is good. Why are we not hearing more about them? Like,
Because I guess he's not a fate, not one of Tony's favorites, I
I
guess.
guess not. And it's really funny to me that CM Punk is now visiting every wrestling company other than the one he's contracted to. He went to Impact when they were in Chicago and played Uno with them backstage, because, you know, a nice rousing game of Uno with a company that you're not contracted to. Yeah, that. Yeah, I guess we're just, you know. I don't know, girl. I think I had a premonition though, and I don't know. I had a dream the other night, and you know how sometimes I get visions. And my vision was that, see, they like WWE had a vignette for something, and at the end, you just see like this very hazy image of CM Punk doing the pipe bomb. And people are like, oh my God, what does that mean? And then all of a sudden, you hear Cult of Personality. And I was just like, I don't know. Is my mind playing tricks, or am I a psychic? Just saying, I could be a psychic. I've. My track record's not bad on these things.
It's true.
Mostly if though it's Bray Wyatt related, but hey, who knows? Maybe this is it. Also, you know, maybe Tony wants to get rid of
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't work for AEW nor, but now the best part is there's dueling rumors everywhere where it's like, oh my God, the Bucks want out. Oh my God, Kenny wants out. Oh my God, CM Punk wants out. Oh my God. So who fucking knows? It'll be interesting to find out. But Yeah. Who even knows? Who even knows? But anyway, next week, we will discuss what's going on. You know, what's going on in wrestling. I'm
Anything
sure something good
happens?
Will happen.
Wasn't we'll there supposed see. To be like a return last night, or there was a
it was
rumor?
Becky.
There's
a... It was Becky.
Oh, that was the big return? Oh.
Well, who did you think it was going to be?
Big E.
Not clear.
I kept thinking that he, I know, but I was hoping.
Kofi hasn't even been cleared. I thought it was going to be Ciampa. Which I thought was a good guess. But all we got was like, he's coming. So.
You're partially
also,
right.
Jinder Mahal is making his third attempt at being on the main roster. So let's see how this goes. And he brought Veer with him. Veer is coming with friends. Get the mob. So we'll see how this goes, guys. Apparently, who knows? Who even knows? I don't know. But yes. Next week we'll be back with obviously more drama. And also, guys, the Vanderpump Rules season finale before the reunion starts on the 17th, so which is next week. So I might be in total Scandoval mode by the time we record that.
Okay.
So I might be talking about Vanderpump Rules, which I would love to talk about, but yeah. So there's that. Anyway, guys. Until next week. Bye.
Bye.